The Milwaukee Film Festival kicks off tomorrow. The two-week event will open with the premiere of a new documentary. It's called Uke, and it chronicles the life and career of the late iconic Milwaukee Brewers broadcaster Bob Uecker.
Film crews followed him around for nearly 2 years, starting in 2023, providing never-before-seen footage and stories from Mr. Baseball in the final years of his life.
The documentary tells the story of his life from growing up in Milwaukee to his playing career in the majors, his acting career on the 80s sitcom Mr. Belvedere, and his long broadcasting career with the Brewers.
Here's a moment from the documentary of Brewers radio announcer Jeff Levering introducing Uecker on opening day of the 2024 season.
It is my pleasure to introduce to you in his 54th year narrating Brewers baseball. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Uecker.
I never left after last season. Thank you guys for unlocking the door.
The movie is scheduled for wider theatrical release this summer, but we're getting a preview on the show today. Steve Farr and Michael Volman are co-directors of Uke. I spoke with them earlier this week. For someone who might be just a casual baseball fan, loosely know who Bob Uecker was, can you encapsulate just how big of a figure he was and what made him larger than life?
If you're from Milwaukee or Wisconsin, you probably know who Bob Uecker is as the announcer of the Milwaukee Brewers. But he's done a lot of things in his career. The trajectory started with him wanting to be a baseball player, and he went through the minors and into the majors. And he wasn't the greatest baseball player, but that's kind of what led to his doing the banquet circuit and becoming a stand-up comedian, which eventually led to appearances on The Tonight Show and appear in movies and television series, that type of thing. But ultimately, he's most proud of his 54 years as a baseball announcer, announcing the Brewers as well as a national broadcast as well.
Michael, you're both Milwaukeeans, big Brewers fans. What did it mean to you to get to make this definitive Bob Uecker documentary at the end of his life? And how did the project go for you?
Yeah, it's definitely a dream project. Growing up in Milwaukee, being a Brewers fan and having that connection through the Brewers, when I was younger, the Brewers weren't on TV all the time, and your connection to the team was through radio. And of course, grew fond of Bob Uecker and the way he would call games. I think for this project, it's kind of unbelievable that it's actually happening, that we are having a premiere. And it's been a great, great experience.
Did you feel more pressure on this project to really, hit a home run? I got to go there, compared to other projects you've worked on.
Yeah, I think because, for one, this probably will be the one of the films I worked on that people in Milwaukee are going to see. And most of my friends and family are going to be really excited to see this more than anything I've worked on, probably. So in that way, yeah, you definitely feel like you want to do the best you can. And also, you really want to do his story justice. There's so many facets to it, so many different layers to his lifetime and career. We want to definitely honor him, and we want the family to be proud of the film as well, and the community to love it.
Yeah.
Steve, did you already know he had been diagnosed with lung cancer when you decided to start filming, or when in the process did that come out?
When we first brought this to Bob, we met with him down in Scottsdale, Arizona in December of 2022 and had what was supposed to be maybe like an hour long lunch, and it turned into 4.5 hours of him telling stories. And we knew that he was kind of on board. He had vetted us, and we didn't have to really sell ourselves in. So that was nice. And then we really kind of started shooting a couple months later in spring training. And it was, I'm not exactly sure when it was when he called me, but it was probably within the first couple months of the 2023 season that he called and said they had been diagnosed. He was still committed to the project, but his the amount of time that he could commit to it was probably going to be compromised somewhat. We had a list of things that we wanted to do with him, and he tried to honor them all, but really we just had to respect doctor's wishes and that type of thing.
Did it change the scope of the film at all, or how you chose to shoot it?
I don't know. It changed it that much. I mean, there's a dramatic arc in the film that deals with his diagnosis. But it, I mean, this isn't a film about that. I mean, mm-hmm. it's part of it, but this is really a film about, you know, Bob's career. And honestly, there's a lot of good baseball in it because the Brewers have played some great baseball over the last few years. And so that kind of became a little bigger part of the story than I think we thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. Obviously, baseball is going to be part of it, given what Bob does. Yeah. But, you know, kind of what we're looking at is kind of the 2024 season is the backbone of the film. And then we kind of step away from that and tell the rest of Bob's story. But that's kind of like what holds it all together.
Michael, you know, good baseball in it. Who are some of the key figures or the voices you spoke to for the documentary besides Bob's family?
Yeah, well, we had a chance we sat with Bob Costas, Joe Torre, Bob's broadcast partners in the booth and across the hall in TV, as well as a few key players like Christian Yelich and Brandon Woodruff. And, you know, he also had close connections with the people around the ballpark, like had a security and the clubhouse manager. He would always say, and it was really true, that the ballpark was his home in a way, or his second home. And he was always there, even when the team was out of town or on the road. And he just loved being in that atmosphere and being around the camaraderie with all the people there.
Yeah, all the Brewers staff, he just considered them friends.
And through it all, through the decades, I feel like people were drawn to his quick wit and his self-deprecating ways. I wonder, Steve, was it a challenge to express those attributes in the documentary and get that part of his personality to come alive in the film?
No, I mean, what you see is what you get with Bob. Hmm. You know, sometimes they'll say, you know, be careful, you don't want to meet your heroes and things like that, but not in this case at all. He was every bit as funny as you'd hope he would be. And it was just, I mean, every conversation I had with him, you'd end up laughing or he'd be laughing with you about something. And so that part of him was great and wasn't at all difficult to. One thing I think was difficult maybe was to get Bob to not perform a little bit mm-hmm. when filmed, because we just say, no, we're just filming. Just do, you know, just go about your day. Do what you'd be doing. You know, forget the cameras here type of thing.
But you do you.
Early on, he would kind of always, you know, turn it into a bit of a routine. But it took him a little while to get used to us being around. But I think that's the nature of documentary filmmaking. Eventually, people forget that you're there.
Mm. I wonder, for you, Michael, was there some unexpected or surprising thing you learned in making the movie?
I mean, I think because we are in Milwaukee, we do sometimes forget how amazing of a career he did have. And, you know, I'm a little younger than Steve, and I don't remember him being on Johnny Carson all the time. And I didn't really know that he did stand-up comedy and how he got into that. So I think as we started doing research and sort of laying out his life timeline, it was fascinating to see like how many different lifetimes he had in a way. And mm-hmm. it's kind of interesting that he sort of reached the peak of his sort of fame and everything very sort of in his, I don't know, 50s. That's fascinating. And then that he continued for so long after that in popular culture and in the booth. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, to be 90 and still doing what he loved to do and do it as well as he did was incredible. And that's one of the things that, you know, drew us to the story also is like, you know, why does he keep doing this at age 90 when most people would have been retired for, you know, 15, 20 years, that type of thing? Because he kind of would say like, you know, well, I don't know what else I'd do. And we realized that wasn't just a glib answer. It was really the truth, I think. You know, it's like, what else would he do? I mean, he was at home when he was at the ballpark. So.
Mm. And that's the footage from your teaser version of the documentary. To me, that is so powerful, is when he's entering the booth and just, you know, kind of making that worshiping movement with his arms of the fans. To me, that just says it all. And I'm wondering, what kind of feedback have you received from fans who have seen, you know, even that teaser version?
You know, we actually had a little sneak preview at the ballpark on opening day, and mm-hmm. I thought we got a lot of great feedback. There had some news stories, and you could see people laughing and crying, and we could see in people's faces the emotions that we wanted to kind of elicit.
Mm. I bet that felt really good for you, Steve, as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that scene that you're talking about is, I think, one of the high points in the film, and it's basically, I don't want to give too much away, but I mean, between the 23 and 24 seasons, we weren't sure if Bob was going to come back to the booth or not, and that's... And it was really, I think, you know, almost a game day decision by him whether he was going to come back. So when he did show up in that booth and the fans in the stands realized he was sitting in his seat, you know, it was a kind of a obviously emotional moment for 40,000 people at opening day to see that. And I'm just glad I was able to capture it with a camera over his shoulder.
Well, Steve and Michael, thank you for sharing Uke with us. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
That is Steve Farr and Michael Volman. They are co-directors of Uke, and they are with us to talk about the making of the new Bob Uecker documentary that premieres tomorrow at the Milwaukee Film Festival. For Disclosure, the Milwaukee Film Festival is a business sponsor of WPR.